And away we go.
All right.
Hold up. We got a Christian the new mics with a...
Oh, baby.
I can't wait for these to get sticky from all like the juices and shit that splash on every time we do. Yeah.
There we go.
Kelvin, am I supposed to rotate this or...
No.
I just sip out of this tiny ass hole?
Yep.
That's fucking whack.
That's what she said? Nice. What are you sipping on, bro?
La Colombe coffee, triple shot draft latte. Holy shit, this is a triple shot? What the fuck? Bro, I was trying to go
tonight. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we finally figured out how to set up the, what's it called?
The soundboard.
Yeah, the soundboard. So we've got that. Still working on it. It's a work in progress. Yeah. But we got a few sounds that we threw on there and stuff. But anyways, another day, another pod, new fucking mics.
Joined again. New mics, baby.
Anthony.
What's up?
Donovan. And Kelvin.
Yep, me.
Was good.
Was popping, homie.
Damn, dude. I'm feeling, dude, these mics are fucking heavy, bro.
They are heavy.
I like this.
You can kill a man with them.
Make goose.
Dude, everyone's peaks looking nice. Just looking at the board.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. We don't have that sound bite, but.
Oh, my God, man. Damn. Tactical ABG.
Fuck boy laugh.
Wow.
Stop. Is it just plate? Oh, no. You set it up again.
Yep. There.
Nice.
There. That's some quick thinking. Okay.
Woo.
Yeah, so the next step, we're going to get headphones for everybody.
So then we can hear the sound. So, yeah, you'll be able to hear yourself and then...
Oh, dang.
The soundboards. Really? Yeah.
Honestly, I'm down to fucking act up and just drop 600 on, like, a whole set.
The
Audio Technicas.
Okay.
Like, the $150 ones.
Oh, yeah. Because the ones I sent you, they're on sale for, like, 90 bucks.
From 90? I think you sent it to me. They're, like, 67 bucks or something like that.
Oh, I thought they dropped from... I don't know.
I think they're originally like 90 to 100.
Okay. Okay.
But those are nice, too. But I was reading reviews on them. They're like, people, dude, this shit fell apart in like 6 months. And I'm like, well, that's not exactly
like
what
this
we're
podcast.
Looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Literally, that's how. We started in July or something, June, July. And then, like, come January, February, just...
Yep. Oh, man, that heat's nice. I can feel it.
Right?
We also got a space heater so our buns and toes don't get cold.
Oh, yeah. We start acting up with this podcast now. We legit.
We're taking it serious.
So, like, my left leg is, like, getting hit with heat, like, subtle heat. But, like, my right leg is getting, like, the breeze.
So you just got to stick your right leg out like this.
Wow.
There you go. Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice. Nice. Just sending out the old snappy. Let's go. Please flip over. Let's go.
Yo, so I was having I forget who the fuck I was talking to, but I think it was my coworker. I was explaining to him like me and your dynamic.
Okay.
Anthony.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like I explained to him, I was like, yeah, like he's missing, you know, an arm and appendage.
I am.
And he's like, oh, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, and I joke about it all the time. And he's like, bro, you're kind of a dick. And I'm like, no, listen. Hear me out, bro.
I'm not racist.
Yeah, I know. Can you be racist? But I was like, let me explain, bro. It's just how we joke, bro. And he's like, nah, I can't see it, bro. I was like, dude, I'll be like, fuck it. We'll be at, I think there was one time we were at like a restaurant, right?
Yep.
And you dropped your phone or something. And the waiter was like walking by at the exact same moment. And then like, and like he bends down to pick it up, you're like, no, stop. Like, I can do it myself or something like that. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yo, you should have just started messing with the waiters. Like,
no, he did. And you're like, oh, we're just messing with you, man. We appreciate
I can do it.
It.
I can, yeah.
Yeah. So I was
what
like,
are you like, yo, you think there's something wrong with me or something? Like, you think I'm disabled?
Yeah. What?
What?
What? What?
No, I was trying to explain that to him, and I was like, all right, if Anthony jokes about it, I know he's comfortable enough for other people to joke about it.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to pick at anyone's insecurities. I have to actually personally ask, because, like, are you cool with the jokes?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, I got some cooking in my head.
No, but, I'm cool with it. But.
Yeah. And I know Anthony, we like, communicate really well, hence the podcast. So we... And I'll circle back.
Can you imagine, like, you and I had really poor chemistry, and, like, we try to start a podcast? I feel like it'd just be a lot of, like, yeah,
Dead air.
Yeah.
That's how it is now, though.
Yeah. I mean,
like Richard
maybe
Ryan.
We don't have good chemistry.
Shit.
Fuck. All right, everyone. We're done.
Where's that fucking da-na-na-na-na-na? We need that. Oh,
we
need that. Sound,
yeah. We do the Kill Bill. Okay. I'm going to let that ride out.
So we would be able to hear the sounds from the soundboard if we had headphones.
Oh, really?
So which is why we're trying, and we can hear each other's voices.
Why can't we just hook up speakers?
You can, but it, you know, it's the quarter inch speaker.
Yeah,
quarter inch plug. Quarter inch?
Yeah, you got to plug in.
So just get an adapter.
Just pull out your huge ass amp from the basement. Just blast it. Set that dial to 10.
Dude, that'd be so annoying. Hearing like us talk, it feedback. Blast out through the fucking garage, and this us trying to match these soundboards.
Nut.
Yeet!
We're trying to talk, and then you hear your voice just like repeat like a fuck moment boy after. Laugh. Like, hey, why are you mocking me? I'm about to fight that amp.
This is really good. You want to try
it? Yeah, I'll take a little sippy sip. They sell this stuff at
7-Eleven.
And Whole Paycheck.
Oh.
Whole Foods.
Good one.
Oh, okay,
good
one. No. I haven't heard that one before. Smash that.
Oh, this coffee's some good stuff.
Yeah, it's solid.
Ooh, it is perfectly foamy.
Tasty.
Perfectly foamy. It has like the just a
foamy. It's not really air. It's just an additive they have.
Yep.
They make a nitro chocolate milk.
Nitro brew.
No, it's chocolate milk.
What?
Yeah.
Like a foamy chocolate milk?
Yeah, it's just foamy chocolate milk.
Like not where? Too airy and
bubbly. At Giant.
Whole Paycheck?
No, I saw it at Giant.
Dude, you got me on that. Now I'm going to start paycheck. Saying that it's shit. So, yeah.
It's an funny. Old joke.
It's not chocolate milk. It's decaf mocha.
It's a decaf mocha? Fucking nitro brewed?
More on the mocha end.
Do you imagine it's not really foamy? It's just like an additive that they have to make it like thicker?
It could be. I mean, nitro isn't that expensive, so I imagine, like, you could just, you know, like they make soft drinks instead of just fucking putting in
There's milk in this. I'm gonna be farty later.
All my lactose intolerant people. Excuse me, that was disgusting. Stand up
one time. like a soda stream, but for coffee? Yeah, we should patent that. We claim that.
A soda? Well, okay.
You know SodaStream, like that really...
Well, they do that with Nitro. You can buy like a... It almost looks like a Wicked.
Like a cartridge? Like a CO2 cartridge, but Nitro?
Yeah, it looks like a thing you do Whippets with.
What the fuck's a Whippet?
It's basically like inhaling like aerosol cans.
No, I was never a fucking delinquent, bro. Not huffing paint at Home Depot.
Yeah, hold up.
Yo, imagine, you know, like how, like,
Anthony's like, bro, we've all done it.
We've all done Whippets.
Yeah, you ever
I've actually never done a Whippet.
You never huffed a paint can?
Or,
you've never gotten, like, high on a Sharpie or something?
No, like, this is a Whippet. So,
me being a hooligan, I've tried it once, but, like,
it's like you suck.
What?
You know, like, you suck down,
the whipped cream canister.
Yeah, that's what it is. You huff that shit, you'll get high.
Oh,
the CO2 cartridges?
Yes.
Those things are a complete pain in the ass.
See, are you really getting high or are you just getting lightheaded from the lack of oxygen?
Probably a little both. Oxygen makes you high. So I wonder if, like, you know, the depletion of oxygen, and when you come back, you're breathing all that in.
It's super rich.
Yeah, you're just like, what, dude? I understand it all.
My third eye is wide open.
Yeah. But yeah, they make like those. I seen like a nitro brew.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to nitro brew your coffee, it looks like a Whippet.
Oh, really? And you just you dip that in the coffee and just pull the trig?
Yep. And then nitros.
Interesting.
Yes.
Have you tried the Starbucks like nitro cold brew?
No, I don't fuck with Starbucks.
That's the only thing I ever get from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then you've let me taste it. Yeah. Dude, it's whatever.
No, but like, have you actually seen it?
No.
Because, like after it comes out from the tap and they hand it to you and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
like, you can see, like, the milk and everything. You can see it all circulate. So it's, like, a little, like, it's running inside. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, when they pour the cream or whatever and it just starts dribbling down. Yeah.
Yeah.
The IG aesthetic.
It's like a wave. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when it hits the bottom, it's just like, pfft. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it just keeps coming until, like, it settles. And it's, like, a while.
Yeah.
But, like... that's how I know when like they made it right. Sometimes they make it and it's just, it's really flat and
not foamy.
The taste is super flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like it looks like, man, they really fucked it up, and like you can taste it. There's a difference.
So is there such a thing of making it too thick?
I think it's more of like thickums. How much cream or like the sweet cream or something they have for it.
Mm-hmm.
I
think the half and half or whatever the fuck they use.
Yeah, I think there's a right portion for it when they make it. Or right. That, like the tap is like depleted.
Yeah, I mean, if I've learned anything from the restaurant industry, it's consistency is key.
Oh yeah,
we had an issue with that the other day at work.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody who's like, "I've come to you guys dozens of times," and I guess this is gonna be my water guy.
Sorry, I was reading like what nitrous oxide does to your brain.
What does it do to your brain?
Basically, like what you said, it depletes the oxygen, which is why
you feel lightheaded and fuzzy.
Well, and tingly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Anyways, you're
so smart, bro.
So my the public education system has not failed me yet. The mitochondria is always the powerhouse of the cell. No, we're saying my woe there guy.
Yeah.
Fucking this dude emails my boss saying, he's like, "Yo, your ramen, like something in it spoiled."
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about this last week.
Did I mention this already last week?
Yeah.
Was this already my woe there guy?
I believe so.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Yeah. Now you don't know what to do.
Yeah, now I don't know. Yeah, now I don't know what to talk about. Well, we already talked about
it. I haven't heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, for Kelvin, anyway. So we had a dude bitching about, like, oh, the thing is spoiled. So we tasted everything. Carlos and I, like, everything is fine. You know, we don't know what the dude's talking about. I typed his name into the order history by his card name. Came up only two transactions. Out of the dozens of times he's been to visit us.
Or said he's visited.
Yeah, said he's visited. Yeah. I had two transactions.
What a chud.
I know. What does that smell? Is that from the...
I think it's the...
Is that the space heater?
Yeah. You
think that's going to go away after a while, or...
I don't know.
All right.
It's just the plastic melting.
Yeah, I know. It's like we did something wrong. Like we...
forgot how to peel off.
Yeah, like we forgot to peel something off, and it just smells like ass.
Melted plastic.
Honestly, full disclosure, I did not look at the whole thing. I just set it down and.
Well, good thing we have the garage door open. We just be huffing, you know.
We start getting goofy on the pod.
Nah,
just know we're about to die.
What are you gonna do?
Our final words immortalized on the fucking Rode Procaster.
Won't be immortalized if we don't post it to the internet.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you're listening, mom late. And dad, if you're listening to this and I'm dead, please post this on the internet.
Name it the final pod.
Yeah. Maybe we actually go famous for like, well, we'd make the news cycle for sure.
If you did die, how would you guys want to be like, I guess,
remembered?
I guess we'll get to that. But like, how would you want your remains to be treated?
You just throw me in the trash.
I mean, like, would you, you know, some people donate their bodies to science. Some people just want to be buried. Some people want to be cremated.
I'd be too insecure.
What does that mean?
I may be dead, but I'm too insecure about my body.
To be donated, just fucking splayed out on the gurney.
Yeah, you imagine some fucking, yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't think I would ever donate my body to science. Because I know some asshole dude on the table is going to be like, "Hey, man, this chink's got a fucking small dick.
Look at his pee."
Yeah, you're like, "Ooh, look at his dick, bro. Look, I cut off his dick."
They cover that up in your face.
Just knowing, like, students won't take you seriously.
I feel like I don't believe that.
No, I've done a cadaver, yeah. And they cover the genitalia in the face.
Yeah, maybe in that course.
Yeah, maybe later down the line.
Yeah, you get more advanced. Everybody's supposed to be... You know, yeah, professional. Well,
yeah, imagine when you could, like, crack open the skull and shit. You know, they're not going to cover your face.
No, they just cut it off for you.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? But that's like...
Yeah,
that's
if you want to be a urologist...
I don't know. I just don't want someone fucking with my body when I'm dead.
Well, why do you care? You're dead.
Well, at the same time, you know, it's like... Yes, I understand that. It's like, well, what does it matter? Like, you're dead. You're just a sack of meat. But, like...
Yeah, you're not cognizant of what's going on.
I guess I'm just like a... I'm more prideful than I think.
I get you.
You know what I mean? Like, don't fuck with my shit, bro.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that, like, I definitely don't want to donate my body to science for the same reason. Someone's going to be like, oh, this dude's got a fucking weird dick or whatever.
Well, look at this guy. He's fucking horse cock. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's missing a hand. Let's fucking open that up.
Let's reattach his dick to his,
to his forehead.
Guys, look, a unicorn. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
It's like, We don't know what really fucking goes on.
Yeah. You know
what I mean?
It's like, what about organ donation?
Nah, fuck that. Dude, nobody wants my organs. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nobody wants my organs. Yeah, man.
You imagine.
Hey, you guys ever...
like, why can't I fucking breathe?
Can you imagine, like, yeah, there's like a fast track line for like a lung transplant.
They're just all smokers.
Yeah, it's just smokers. Like, you know, you get what you get. You know what I mean?
It's like, congratulations, we've successfully done the double bypass lung transplant, but you have lung cancer.
Yeah, the dude's like, what?
Not only do you have to fight your body,
you still have to pay full price.
You got to pay full price. Not only does your body want to like fight these foreign organs, you also have smoking cancer.
So wait, so for like, you know, like organ rejection and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So it's just like a 50-50 chance that it's not going to work? Or like, do they...
I think they give
you... I don't know if it's 50-50. I'm sure there's...
I think they give you pills and shit to help like your body regulate.
Just literally a chill pill.
Yeah.
Relax. This is good for you.
Because I looked in... I looked into like an arm replacement, like an arm transplant.
You can do that?
Yeah. Johnson & Johnson was doing like some study on it. You could sign up for it for a
baby lotion?
They do more than baby lotion, but yes, the same company. You know, the hospital.
Baby lotion, where you can reattach an arm.
Their hospital?
Yes, Johnson & Johnson Hospital up in Baltimore.
So is it like two Johnsons, or this dude just got dicked with a name and they just put both of his...
It's actually his first and last name. Imagine,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't know.
You Johnson, imagine like...
Yeah. No, Johnson Richard Johnson. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick. Say my name three times.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. But yeah, there was an arm transplant.
Successful, or is it kind of like half working, half?
They're like, your body will reject it, but like we can give you like 20 years max. Mm-hmm. And then they just got to chop that shit right off.
What the fuck?
So I'm like, I'm doing the math. I'm like, I'll be 40 and I'll have to like cut my arm off again. So fuck that.
Wait.
So like it only lasts a certain amount of time?
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's because it's a study. They haven't like... gotten it down to a science.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's
so weird.
Just telling you what I know, man.
Interesting.
We got another person on the microphone.
Umar and Christina are back.
What up?
So these sound nice if they're facing, like, right at your face.
Gotcha.
Oh, you can move those boxes.
Oh, yeah, you can also put those on the floor.
No, I'm kidding. You can. No, not right there.
You guys, I think this was like 2017, 18, but there was like that one Russian like billionaire.
I'm trying to smoke. Yeah.
Mine's like out of juice.
Mine's out of battery.
Juice dry.
Battery.
It is.
Juice.
Can I hit yours after?
Oh, man. Look at it.
I'm passing around. I need it.
Yeah, no wonder you guys fucking call me Daddy Nick Don, bro.
See, the so nicotine plug.
I've noticed that lately. Somebody asked me, he was like, why does everybody call you daddy? I'm like, I don't fucking know. And then it like clicks. Kelvin calls me daddy. I don't know why.
I just call you Don.
No, I've heard like jokingly.
Daddy.
Some people say it jokingly. Some people say it seriously. The fuck? Like Rich, I know he's saying it jokingly, but sometimes I get the vibe that like he's saying it seriously. He's like, yo, Don just daddy, bro. I'm like, hey. You know what I mean? I've caught Umar saying it a couple times.
Everybody's my daddy.
Tommy calls me daddy when he needs something.
Daddy, chill.
The whole fucking friend group, me, you, Suki, Fabrizio, we all call each other daddy.
Well, yeah, because it's funny.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you have to do it in, like, that super sexual, you know? That's how I want it to be read when I type it out. So.
But what is it? You remember, what is it, that the other kid, Daniel?
Yeah.
He used to hang out with?
DJ? Yeah. Or another Daniel?
Daniel King.
Yeah, DK.
The young blood.
I think so. I'm so bad with names.
It was Kathleen's little brother.
Yes.
Yeah. That's clicking. I've caught him calling me that shit, too. You know what I mean?
Daddy Dom.
And, like, I was like, is this something that I should get, like, a big ego over, or?
Are you just thinking too much?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a listener, write in and let us know.
Yeah. Am I daddy? I've had a girl call me daddy. That made me extremely uncomfortable.
Well, that'll be our Wednesday ride. Is Donovan daddy? Yes or no?
Yes or yes in red.
Yeah, yeah. That would just be a poll.
Oh. No, but yeah.
Actually, I'll just do it right meow.
I mean, have you?
Have
like,
I?
What is everyone's stance on like being called like daddy by a girl?
It's kind of gross, but I guess it's all context, right?
Umar,
I'm fine with it. I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, okay, I mean, funny like hot, like oh, this is normal. This is fine. Like yeah, like
daddy.
Okay, fine. Mommy. Everything's burning, you know? Around you. See, okay. So if girls can call a dude daddy, can we call them mommy back?
Why not?
I do.
I would.
Does he? Yes. Oh, man. Oh, that's right. Christina's here, too. She's just listening. She wants to add it. You know you want to talk, Christina.
She's part of the boys now.
Yo, we need a fifth mic, bro. We need to get, like, the split adapter. The
Let's get another one of these and somehow connect them.
Yeah.
Can you, like connect the two?
Your old I don't one? Know. It's no context. Just firing that shit off.
Next week, is Anthony daddy?
Everyone's just going to be like, no. Like, not even going to vote.
You imagine somebody fucking hacks it and just puts in the third option?
Great. The forbidden third.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
But going back to the whole, like transplant and everything.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. That's what we were talking about.
I forgot about that, too. I forgot what it was. It was, like, 2017, I think. There was some rich Russian dude who wanted to get like a
dick transplant.
No, he wanted to get a full body transplant. He wanted to
cut his head off and then
reattach it onto like a donor body because he had some like genetic disorder.
Yo, which Marvel supervillain plot is this?
It sounds like one.
I just wanted to be normal. I just wanted to have a healthy body. That's like Green Goblin, right?
Yes.
Green Goblin. There's the other one.
Yeah, Wolfenstein. What? You in Wolfenstein?
Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah. He gets beheaded.
Second one. Yeah.
The new one that just came out.
No, the one before that. I think the new one, like you're his daughters or some shit like that.
Wait. Oh, the game.
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason, who's that? Who's that new Marvel anti-hero that's coming out? He's like a werewolf.
Blade.
No, not he's Blade. That's a vampire.
There's a new Marvel movie coming out?
I think so. Marvel or DC? One of the two.
He's a werewolf?
Something like that. He's like Batman, but he's actually like Bat Mutant.
Oh, fuck. With Jared Leto. Is it Jared Leto?
I think so, dude. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah. Isn't he just the like Vlad the Vampire?
It's not Vlad.
Someone's screaming like in their car right now. They're so mad at us.
Yeah, like, yeah, one of the 30 people.
You want cultured
swine.
Hold on. There you go.
Bat Mutant movie. I don't know what I'm searching up, dude.
Yeah, like
Morbius.
Morpheus drinking a 40 in the death basket.
Morpheus.
Morpheus. Morbius.
There's a B in there. B, B, B.
You're the
one. Yeah, Jared Leto.
Neo, you're the one.
Morpheus, yeah, Morbius.
Morpheus. So he's supposed to be like a vampire that's a wolf bat, right?
Yes, some shit like that. I don't fucking know. Yeah, it is Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh man, let's just play the trailer and then let's just
okay, Marvel buy us out. Marvel buy us out. No.
Oh, I love my Carfax.
Burr. I know. Show me the Carfax.
If you're confused, listen to.
I wonder how sensitive this is going to be, but like. Morbius.
I don't think it can get that dark unless it's DC.
No, this is Marvel.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like how DC's always dark.
Oh, like super dark and fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll close it. Just let me get this.
Marvel isn't really known for that.
Unless they label it like
you're Fox. A wizard, Harry. Sorry, that's what I heard.
You're a wizard.
Unless they like put like a Fox label.
Anyways, yeah. So he's like some sort of fucking, he's a doctor or something. I don't know what it is. He's a doctor.
The PhD.
Yeah, so he's. Yeah, his body's fucked up and shit. So he develops like literally like it's like a parallel plot to like Green Goblin, but this he turns into like a good guy, quote unquote. I'm not sure. I'm not 100%.
Like the Punisher, right?
Well, the Punisher doesn't have a fucked up body.
Oh yeah, good point.
Ooh.
Now we're locked in.
Let's just do a marathon pod for a week.
We're getting a kid that.
We're getting what, kid one that. Week straight? Like, yeah. Never turning off the record button?
Fuck that, dude. I don't like you guys that much.
No. Dude, su casa, mi casa.
Yeah.
I mean, not here.
There's no way I'm drinking a whole liter of this.
All the bathroom breaks is in either a bucket or, like, a Coke bottle.
The shit bucket?
Dude, I would not be able to cope. You imagine just opening the garage, like, pizza guys, just like, yeah, just right here on the table, bro. We're not allowed to leave.
We got in too deep, man. Yo, we got to deliver.
Yo, are we going to do, like, some Mr. B shit?
Mr. B?
Last person to leave the podcast table, like, loses out on, like, 10 grand or something.
Oh. That'd be awful content. Because, like, we'd just be sitting there on our phones. I never understood, like, the joy of those, you know? Do they, like, speed them up?
For the viewers, yeah.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you can't speed up time. When
yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, sit there and watch a live recording of...
Like, two dudes sitting in a circle for, like 3 days.
Yeah, like, fucking 38 hours in.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, when you got, like, $1 million on the line, like, how long would you wait?
Longer than you.
Mr. Beast, please get us on the channel. I got something to prove to this motherfucker. Yeah.
All you got to do is make it more uncomfortable for the guy across from you, you know, get him to leave.
Yeah, what if I just start like violently masturbating? You know what I mean?
Well, then you can't put it on YouTube.
I mean, you just blur it out, right?
I guess.
Is that, or do people just know?
Still, it'll still be sensitive content regardless.
What if I just blur out the whole body and everybody's just like, ew, what are you doing, dude? And then that's just it. No explanation. You know what I mean? Like, how much can you get away with on YouTube?
That's a good point.
Like, at what point do they, like, demonetize it? You know what I mean? If it's just, like, one big black box where somebody's supposed to be standing and everybody's just like, ew, like, that doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question.
Also, depending on the audience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they flag it, you know?
They're going to flag it.
Yeah. Oh, so we were watching, I was watching David Dobrik was having an interview with someone.
David Dobrik.
And apparently, like...
My wife.
Per video. He was making like $300,000 per video or something like that.
Dang. Dobrik rolling in it.
Yeah. This is before the adpocalypse that happened and a bunch of sponsors pulled out of YouTube.
Oh, that sucks.
This is like 4-5 years ago.
David Dobrik something was like cool that. 5 years ago.
Maybe less. Maybe three. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm not a YouTuber.
Recent.
Yeah, it was fairly recent. But anyways, so he said after the adpocalypse, a lot of sponsors pulled out for, you know, channels that they didn't fuck with.
Uh-huh.
So that included, like, his, because he's got, like, some of the raunchier shit, like, you know, like, crazy shit happening, drunken, you know.
Kissing prank gone sexual.
Yeah, like, shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, he's got porn stars and stuff on there.
Sick. That's what I wanted, like, for this podcast.
His friends flash their dicks and shit to each other. Like, it's just complete
anarchy. Just guys being dudes.
Yeah, it's just anarchy.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But apparently a lot of, you know, the sponsors didn't like that shit, the companies. Right. So now he went from, like, making, like, X amount to, like,
Y amount.
$2,000 a video.
Yeah.
And he said he was making, like, fucking... more money waiting tables at a restaurant than he was on YouTube at that point.
Lamau.
Damn.
That sucks. But I also don't feel bad about people who have a better life than me, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's, like, diversified and shit. His
You gotta diversify your bonds. What? Chappelle Show?
No.
No? Okay. That's on not YouTube. That's on Netflix now, apparently, so. Give it a watch. That's my daily recommendation.
Oh, yeah. So Umar and Christina are moving into a new crib. I don't know if you guys want to talk about that.
Together?
There's really nothing to talk about.
They're moving in together.
Whoa, living in sin.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Big step.
Oh, man.
I mean, are you guys excited about it? I don't know. Tell me if you don't want to talk about it.
I just don't know what to talk about. We just move in.
I mean, what
are you guys' expectations for each other moving forward? What's your 5-year plan looking like?
What if you found out, like, Christina doesn't flush her toilet paper?
Or she snores really wipes, loud. Like,
she just throws it in the trash. Is that, like, a deal breaker? Or
I don't think so. I don't think we have any expectations of each other like that.
Ah, going in blind. Chill. Like
she's
it.
Gonna, like,
this is like love at its purest, guys.
A weekend, she's going to be like, oh, my God, why did you leave the seat up? The toilet seat up? I can't do this no more.
Fuck this.
I'm going to get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck Christina, what if the roles were reversed? What if you found out Umar doesn't flush his wipes when he wipes his butt? And he just throws it in the trash, and it just stinks up the whole bathroom.
So gross.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, that is nasty. What if, you know what I mean? Like, what if the roles were reversed? Like, is that a deal breaker?
Yo, yay or just nay? One sec. If you do that, like, you're a listener, and you're starting to sweat, like, oh, I do that? You're a dirty motherfucker. Flush that shit. That's gross.
Yeah, and you don't need to use half the toilet roll if you're clogging your toilet every time. Ooh, but the toilet. You know what I mean? Like, there's gotta a reason. Gotta
make sure my asshole's clean. Get a bidet if you're really that worried.
What if he installed a bidet and stopped buying toilet paper and you have to stash it somewhere so he doesn't find it?
Stash what, the bidet?
No, the toilet paper.
I'd fuck with a bidet, man. You know?
I've never used one.
I haven't either, but it makes sense. Europe and, like, Japan get behind it, yeah. So...
Is it like heated or?
I don't know.
Or do they just shoot like ice cold water up your bunghole?
Ooh, sure, now I'm awake.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, wake up 6 a.m. poops. Yeah. Like, it's like, get ready for work.
It's like your cheeks are
gonna house, we had a regular, like, just a normal hose right next to the toilet, and you just.
Has a faucet.
Oh, it's like the nozzle thing, right? Yeah. It's like the garden hose. Yeah. Like you ever seen that?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's right.
If you ever go to like a hookah bar. No, if you ever go to like a Middle Eastern restaurant or like a hookah bar and stuff like kebab places, they have those. They have hoses.
It's too...
Abu's has it, I think.
No, they don't.
No, not
to
Abu's.
Wash your ass.
Cedar.
Cedar has it?
Yeah, they have it.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, free water.
Oh, shit. I can shower.
It's because in Islam, toilet paper doesn't really... fully clean you. So yeah. You take like a little pitcher and you like wash your ass or whatever.
Dude, wait till I tell him about baby wipes. Best of both worlds.
Dude, apparently there's this thing called dude wipes and they're just flushable. They're baby wipes.
Yeah.
But they're called dude wipes.
And they mark it up like 50%.
Yeah, for like fucking grown ass men.
Yeah, for like 50 wipes for like $12 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the controversy between like also behind like female like skincare and like
shampoo? The pink tax.
They mark that shit up a lot.
Yeah, like men's razors and women's razors are the exact same thing.
But actually, men's razors is cut better or like give a closer shave or something like that. Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
And they're cheaper.
And they're cheaper.
So why the fuck would people buy Venus when you can just buy Gillette?
Because they're marketed towards women, bro. You don't want to be a girl buying a dude's product. You know?
What if it works better and then people...
I'm just saying, man.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying. I mean, like, the trend... What if, like, the trend changes and people just, like...
That'd be great.
Get smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what would happen to those companies? Would they just, like, tank or would they just be like, okay, fuck it?
I mean, yeah, adapt or die, right?
Yeah.
So, hopefully they... Well, I wouldn't say hopefully. I don't give a fuck about Venus, but, like... You know, if they're like, oh, we're losing money to Gillette.
Watch you guys do.
You know, like, oh, we're losing money to Gillette. Like, maybe they either make a better razor or get rid of the pink tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, or both.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I didn't go to school for this. So.
Have you tried? I know some people do have, like the Dollar Shave shit. But
like the Dollar Shave Club or like cheap ass?
Yeah. Have you guys ever tried it?
I don't need a subscription to shave.
I mean, I don't anymore because I bought an electric one.
Yeah,
and I just recharge it, and I don't do close shaves anymore. I just do the just electric, enough to just enough to get it clean. I cut this like last night.
I do. No, I don't fuck with Dollar Shave Club because I don't like one. I don't grow enough facial hair to like really warrant any of that. And then two, I'm in the same boat. I bought like a cheap. I wouldn't say it was cheap, but like an electric razor, and I just use that.
Yeah,
yeah. And if I really...
And you don't get razor burn and shit.
Right. And if I really need to do, like, a close shave, we have those, like, cheap-ass Gillette, like, plastic ones with two blades. And I'll cut my... You know, I'll cut the shit out of my face using it, but it's cheap, so...
Yeah. Did you... When you guys first started shaving, like, all the dudes, I don't know if your dad taught you how to shave, Christina, but did your dad teach you...
How to shave?
No, I'm asking you, like, did someone teach you how... Or did you just do it and, like, hope for the best?
Hope for the best.
Yeah. I think my dad gave me some pointers. He's like, you know, don't go against the grain, shit like that.
Against the grain? Like, if your hair's growing this way, don't...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Oh. That's what I was taught. I don't think it really matters, to be honest, you know?
I had to figure it out myself. I don't have a dad figure.
Yeah, same. I mean, what I did, my cousin Todd taught me how.
Todd.
We're both like 16, bro. Like, he's like a year older than me, but he's been shaving longer.
He teach you how to shave your pubes? Oh,
fuck. No, I think that's something you just kind of figure out on your own. That one is like, you go up to your dad's like, yo, so like when you like trim, you know what I mean? Like
Manscaped, sponsor the pod.
Let Manscaped me get the Lawnmower 2.0, yeah, bro.
Lawnmower 2.0.
Dude, all I see are those ads on YouTube. I'm like, I don't even look up razor shit. Like, why
what
is
was
this?
That one Playboy model that was on the commercial?
That was a Playboy model?
Yeah.
Oh, I only hear it in podcasts. I never seen a like
Sarah Underwood. That's who it was.
Sarah Underwood for science.
Oh, Sarah Underwood.
With the perfect package.
Sarah Jean Underwood.
For research purposes, just whip your dick out.
Was she a Playboy model or was she a porn star?
What's the difference?
I don't know. Yeah, good point. What's the difference?
What was it, Sarah Jean Underwood?
With all this toxic masculinity in this garage.
The atmosphere has changed.
How is that toxic?
Respect the grind, bro.
Oh, yeah. Respect sex workers. Speaking of, I saw a...
Yo, are you talking about that snap you sent us?
Yes. at the Paper Moon.
Yes. Yes. Like, he was sitting at the light outside of Paper Moon.
I thought it was the other Anthony.
No, this Anthony. And then like... and then he's like, oh, it looks like someone's clocking into work.
There's a woman walking into the Paper Moon. Booty shorts on. Like, hoodie over her head. I'm like, yep. Someone's going to work. So my mom pointed out, she's like, whoa, someone's actually going to the Paper Moon? It was like noon, like middle of the day.
She's going for the lunch special.
Yeah. Hey, I heard they have a good lunch special. Dude, we should reach out.
Dude, one of my friends was like, yo, let's go to Paper Moon, bro, for like their birthday. And I was like, why? There's like so many other better places. And he's like, bro, they got like a sweet, sweet dinner special or something like that. I'm like, dude, we're not going to Paper Moon to fucking eat food, bro.
I never understood like eating at a strip club. Cause like,
is that like eating at Hooters?
Yeah, but Hooters, they're not like putting their titty meat in the wings, you know? They're partially clothed.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I don't think a stripper would dip their...
I'm sure boobie. Someone has asked a stripper to dip their boobs.
Yo, can I lick ranch off your boobs?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's asked. In like, the realm of all possibilities.
Dip those milk duds in this ranch.
So then I woke up. Okay, barbecue sauce I'm done, on my titties. Done. Hold up. You're about to get up. Look at this dude.
Look at this dude. Dang, I'd suck on your nipples like fingers because that's what they look like.
What the fuck, man?
Which button was that?
That was the kill bell.
Oh,
man.
That's
a long one. It's still going.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I cut the sound. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, it's still going.
I think it plays the entire, like, siren.
Oh, Jesus.
I just got the brrrr part.
Yeah.
Well, at least I think I did. So.
We'll fuck with it.
We'll find out. Later. What were we talking? Oh,
I feel like that was kind of out of line. I'm sorry, yo. Yeah. I'm like, I got like no filter today.
It's your day off, man.
It is my day
off.
That
little Columbia.
Yo, man, you start acting up, it's going to make me want to act up.
We were talking about trimming pubes and then this.
Talking about
the lawn perfect
finger nipples.
Finger nipples.
Well, anyway, let me get
why are you laughing? So, is that what your nipples look like, bro?
Some long nips.
He's like, maybe.
Stop picking at my insecurities.
What's worse, finger nipples or burger nipples?
Of what?
Burger nipples, pepperoni nipples, or like...
Oh, like a big areola or like a really long nipple?
Oh, really.
All like, of them are fine in their own way. Boom. We shouldn't.
Simp.
I'm saying, man.
Simp.
Hey, I'm playing the political card.
The middle road?
Yep.
All women are beautiful.
Yeah. And men too. I guess men could have big ass nips.
All women are queens.
If she breathes,
she's a thought. You guys remember Thotum?
Yeah, it just ended. Or it's just starting.
Yeah. But like it started last year. I remember everyone's kind of like on board for it. And then.
Oh, is that like.
Remember like when Hot Girl Summer was last year?
Yeah.
And they're like, I guess. We didn't really have a hot girl summer, so now we're going into Thotum. So, whatever happened there?
With COVID, that's what
happened. Yeah, COVID. You know what also I was thinking about? The Jersey E-girl.
You always think about her.
But, like, she's kind of out of the realm of the spotlight. So I guess her 15 minutes are up.
Does she not post anymore? Or she
still I haven't seen her on the Twitter TL in a long time, so.
I mean, is that just because she's not, what's it called, the algorithm's off? Or is she maybe straight up not tweeting?
Maybe she's getting lost in my TL feed because, like, I followed a bunch of, like, photographers, and that's kind of just what my feed is now.
You're into photography now?
No. Shout out Joe. He listens. He started this group chat of, like, creators.
Yes, you told me about that.
And I was like, cool, man, I create content. And it turned out to, like, just be, not, like, it's just all photographers and, like, me, the podcast guy. Mm-hmm. So, like, in this group chat, everyone's like, look at my fucking, like, shot here. Look how I edited this. And I'm like, cool, man.
Was that Anthony into our group chat, too?
All photographers. Oh, my God. I'm just going to turn off all notifications.
The bomb shelter.
No, that was just for sending photos. Oh. Because there's no, like, data limit.
I mean, that's basically what his group chat is. People are like, look at what I posted.
Yeah, it's, or, on, like, it's through Twitter. But, yeah.
We got, like, an IG group chat for, like, photographers in the Nova area.
Trying to compete against the Maryland photographers.
Yeah, so the so Umar and Kelvin, they both do, like, photography, like, on the side professionally.
That's cool.
Professionally? Semi-pro?
Where would I do you guys, it professionally.
Professionally?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the definition of professional, you know?
Getting paid.
Getting paid, yeah.
Yeah. But semi-pro, aren't you still getting paid, but, like, less money?
It's like, you don't really know what you're...
It's like you got the gear, but you don't really know what you're doing.
Well, no, I mean, if you're semi-pro, you should definitely have the basics down, right? Because, I mean, I guess...
Are we a semi-pro podcast?
That would be an amateur, then.
I mean, but we're not getting paid at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Sponsor who?
Everything.
Well, who's sponsoring us?
Dr. Pepper.
Paper Moon.
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Yeah, I'll read a sex toy.
We've joked about that.
See, like, think about it. What's your definition of rich?
Financially or, like, emotionally?
In spirit?
Financially. It's just, like, financially? Class and everything. Yeah. Like, what's your definition of it?
Me, rich? I'd be able to go wreck that fucking car and buy a nicer one in, like, the next day.
Yeah, I'm rolling up to the Land Rover. Like, I'm going to the Land Rover dealership and just buying it paper, like, the tag price. Not negotiating. Be like, I don't have time for this. Just give me the fucking Land Rover, you know?
I got a date tonight.
Yeah, I just fucking need it. And just pay cash, like, right there. That'd be, yeah, I think that's my...
Like, my definition is basically just, like, fuck you money.
Fuck you money? Like, yeah. You don't care about it, right?
No, basically, you can
I've got so much, it's not going to put a dent in anything that I own.
Like, yeah.
That's why Rogan
got in the potting. You just keep spending money, and you never have to check your budget.
Yeah. That'd be nice. And
that's never going to... Most likely not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Because
you're still going to have to be working and stuff like that, regardless.
Says you.
Yeah, good point.
That's a quitter attitude, bro. You need to change that shit. I only hang around winners, bro.
Look at this,
like,
dude.
What I'm saying is, like, the definition is, like, pretty skewed, nice. Dude. There's, like, no real definition. It's, like, whatever you think about it or you think of, you know?
I mean, if you want...
Perception's, like, different.
I mean, like, you know, traditionally, so, if... I mean, so what is your definition of rich? If, since you asked us... Do you have a different view on it other than having fuck you money?
Fuck you.
Previously, my old definition of rich used to be six figures. Now that I think about it, California, you can barely survive off six figures now.
You can barely survive on six figures around this area.
Yeah, 100 thou wow is the median.
Yeah, that's like the average.
And the, so, yeah. So, like, now I don't know for sure.
Owning so you business, don't you don't have a definition? I mean, why don't you get yourself to the point where, like, money's not an issue anymore?
Where would that point be?
Money don't mean shit.
When you don't have to worry about the shit.
Like, worry about bills or worrying about...
In, like, general, you know what I mean?
Money away, the thing is, for money, most people, is that if you are earning more money, you're going to be spending for more expensive
things. Yeah, so some people can make a lot of money and they're still end up being broke.
Look at,
I mean, LeBron almost went broke.
That separates the definition of wealthy, broke, poor, and rich.
Like, LeBron. Remember when he first started playing basketball? The first thing he spent his money on was, like, a Hummer or something. 17 years old.
That's what Shaq did.
Yeah, and Shaq almost went bankrupt.
He said he spent, like, his rookie contract that first year, spent all of it. He had no money left. And then he basically hit rock bottom financially and was like, all right, I got to be smart about my money.
Yeah. Now look at him now. He owns, like, a couple of Five Guys, a couple of
Papa John's. Yeah. He does the
Stars and Buick commercials.
And the General.
Yeah, the General.
For a great old rate, you can get online, go to the General, and save some time. Terrible.
Yeah, we're not getting paid for that, so.
No. And auto insurance is a scam, so. Yep. Whatever.
Isn't any kind of insurance a scam?
I think, like house insurance makes sense, because your house, you know, makes, there, you know, in theory, you can make money off your house.
Because the value should only increase.
Yeah. Time. And with your car, you know.
The value decreases.
Yeah, like that. So, arguably, it's one of the worst investments to make. Or I guess you can't even say buying a car is an investment.
I mean, I guess once your car hits, like, certain X amount of miles or, like, X amount of years, I guess you can cut off the full coverage and just do, like, limited liability. In that way, if the car gets totaled, you only pay for the other dude, because at this point, you don't even give a fuck about the car.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's no point in paying full coverage for a 1990 a Civic with like 300,000 miles
or
on
beater. It. That's a better way.
You know,
to
say even it, though it would be like completely covered. You know what I mean? Even though, what the fuck am I trying to say?
What are you trying to say, bro?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Let's gather ourselves and then come back to it.
Dude, I think this caffeine is like hitting me really fucking hard, because I feel like I'm talking really, really fast.
Yeah. Hold up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, that's the oh, shit one.
Oh, shit.
That. Yeah. That worked. I was going for the Kill Bill one, but that works.
And what other buttons do you guys think we should have? What other soundboard buttons? So we've got
something that says simp.
Simp.
So we've got one, the anime.
Wow.
And then we've got
the fuckboy laugh.
Ha ha.
Look at this dude. Yeet. Oh shit. Sampled from Fergie's London Bridge. The Kill Bill siren and the nut button.
We definitely need a simp button.
Simp.
Simp.
Simp. Simp.
Okay, speaking of which, we did a rice purity test.
Oh, yeah. Last night.
Rice purity test?
It's a test to see how...
how innocent and pure you are.
Yeah.
The higher your score, the less bad shit you've done. Quote, unquote, bad shit.
Okay.
So, like, they'll ask you questions like... have you ever masturbated? Have
haven't I?
have you participated in an orgy?
Ew, no.
Have you done marijuana? Have you done things stronger than marijuana?
Even burn?
Huh?
Are you even burn?
Yeah, it's like, have you held hands romantically?
And then the last couple questions.
Oh yeah, the last couple questions were like, have you
are you linked to a terrorist organization?
Yeah, have you committed bestiality? Have you committed like incest? Fuck? Yeah, dude, it starts getting weird at the very last like five questions.
Can I just check no for all?
And then the lower you score, the more guilty you are.
Yeah.
Guilty.
So I got like 24.
Out of...
I'm assuming 100?
I got 16.
Bad boy. That's not
79. You do it online? Or
yeah, just do it on your phone.
Okay. Rice purity test. As
a kid. Yeah. It takes a while, dude. There's like 50 questions.
Rice. I don't need pudding.
Those 100.
I don't know, dude. There's a lot.
Purity test.
Okay.
Yo, we should just ask.
Drops the candy.
We should ask like a pastor or like a priest to do it.
Oh, man, you fucking can't
lie. Yo.
Yeah, there's 100 questions. Ew.
What do you read?
The
last four?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, have you ever gone streaking? Have you gone skinny dipping?
Yeah, I'll just read, like, the last 10. Had two or more distinct acts of sexual intercourse with two or more people within 24 hours. That's really specific.
No, it's like, so, like, if you had sex with one girl and then, like, another girl the next night.
Yeah.
Basically a manhole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A himbo.
A himbo?
Like a bimbo, but him. Like a male.
Oh, like a romp him.
Yeah.
Instead of a romp her.
Had sexual intercourse with five or more partners. Okay, well, that's judgmental. Been photographed or filmed during sexual intercourse by yourself. These are like perverted, bro.
I mean, no, but you scroll back to the top, and it's like, it's kind of easy. Yeah, it kind of eases your way in.
Yeah. And yeah, and then it's like, okay.
Oh.
Been drunk.
Yeah.
Played an out fake sobriety to parents or teachers.
Yeah, see shit like that. It's like normal stuff, and it starts getting like really raunchy at the
use
end.
Okay, this one is use drugs stronger than marijuana, and then it says use like meth, crack, PCP, ketamine or heroin.
That's, horse that's, tranquilizer.
Yeah, it's horse tranq. Gone skinny dipping, gone streaking, been seen a stripper. Yeah, had the police call on you. Run from the police. Man, these are... Had sexual intercourse 10 or more times. Okay.
Like total or like in a yeah. row?
4 or more positions. Well, you only need the one.
Missionary. Dude, damn it. We were doing it. I was reading it out loud. And I was like, there's other positions besides missionary? Oh, and there's another one. It's like, have you ever contracted an STI or something like that?
Yeah. No, I don't drive a Subaru.
I made that joke too yesterday.
Assholes.
Participated in, and this is in quotes, booty call with a partner whom you're not in a relationship with. Traveled 100 or more miles with the primary purpose of sexual intercourse. Man, you're horny, bro. You went over 100 miles, get that nut. That nut. Let's see. What other? All right. There's a bunch of sexual ones. Mile High Club. Had a threesome. Attended an orgy. Makes it sounds like you're just watching.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, you know.
Just showed up.
Or did you participate?
Right.
Attended. You just one of the people in the back, like, wearing a mask.
I'm just here for the hors d'oeurs.
Yeah, right?
The spread here is excellent.
Are you guys all out of deviled eggs? Somebody said you're out of deviled eggs.
I'm going to run to the store. I'll be right back. Leaves, and you're just like,
am I in the splash zone?
You imagine, it's like, I think I had some bad shrimp and just like explosive diarrhea in the middle of the orgy.
Yeah, we had to cancel. Kevin had explosive diarrhea.
You mean Mr. 12?
Everybody's we don't got use names, bro.
It's got an alias.
Yeah. Have kissed more than 2 hours consecutively.
My lips are
that's
already
some
dry.
Chapped lips, bro.
No.
2 hours?
My lips are dry. Hold on.
Bro, who's making out during all of, like, Titanic? You know? That's insane. Kissed a non-family member on the lips. Yeah, these really do ease you in. Showered with a MPS?
It's like other person of...
member of the preferred sex. Okay.
Well, I like being a guy, so does that mean, like, another dude? Yeah.
French kissed in public. Kissing horizontally?
What?
Yeah, it just says kissed horizontally.
Like laying down?
You don't lay down vertically.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah, you can stand up.
But yeah, then you're horizontal.
No, like, horizontal sideways.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah.
So you can kiss standing, I guess, vertical, or you kiss laying down, horizontal. Right.
They should just say kiss laying down.
Or is it like, or do you do the head thing? I mean, I think that's natural. I feel like everybody does the head thing. Right?
Yeah, because your nose is big as hell.
No, it's not that big. I mean, I'm Asian, so it's like kind of flat. So like, we good.
You just like, just face to face.
On your Persian,
yo, dude, I got out this point. I got caught with that shit. So you know, everybody wears masks and shit. All right, hold on.
Sorry.
What'd you read?
Just the word fondled's funny.
That's why you were laughing.
Fondled or had your butt cheeks fondled.
Yes. It didn't say by who.
Fondled's a funny word.
That's why you were laughing. Yeah. I thought you...
Well, just the sentence is funny, too.
Anyways, dude, so you know how, like, people were, like, joking about early COVID? Like, oh, everybody's got to wear a mask now. Like, ugly people, this is your time to shine.
Yeah.
I got caught with that shit. Aww. There was a girl, like, I was like, oh, shit, like, yo, she's got, like...
Oh, that, like, someone...
She's pretty, yeah, like, she's really cute. Took off her mask, and I was like, I changed my mind.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. No, but,
sorry,
like,
I was, like, really into those questions.
Anthony takes it. It's, like, fucking 99. Damn it.
Damn it. 0.5. I just checked all of them. I thought they were funny.
Zero.
Yeah. So wait, do you want more points or less points?
You want more points.
If you're trying to be pure. But okay. If you're a degenerate like the rest
so
of
you're
us.
You're on some bad boy shit.
You'll have less points.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody else did it. They were like a 20.
Danced without leaving room for Jesus. Just say grinding.
Yeah, see? What is it? One of our friends was asking, was like, what does that mean? I was like, grinding. And he's like, oh. Okay.
Grinding?
I still don't.
Bro, I
don't
grind. I found this test on TikTok, and the girl got a 34, and they were making it such a bad deal. And then I scored a 16, and I was like, what the fuck?
Watch if she's like a child of God.
You're an inferior human being. You know that, Umar?
Gone through the motions of intercourse while fully dressed. Oh, my God. I got to get off this.
I'm so just
dry humping or something?
Anthony's like, I haven't lived.
Yeah. I think about that like every day.
People have sex with the lights on?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Or was it lights off? People, which is worse?
You're telling me like after people do it before 9 p.m.?
People do it at all?
What, people have sex?
Yeah.
On a Sunday?
The Lord's time?
But you're telling me your girlfriend doesn't always have headaches? Crazy.
What?
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, this guy gets
it. You're kind of like you want to, like, you're in bed, and then you want to get at it, but then she's like, no, I got a headache today.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Did you guys see that thing I sent? It's like, it was like when she says she's like, nah, babe, I'm too tired. And then the dude just cuddling with her. And it's like, but when guys say it and you see a girl like fucking about to hit him.
I'm tired.
Bitches be like, I tired.
Bitches be like, you mine. First off, I am on parole. I belong to the state.
Who talks like that, dude?
Chills.
Yes, dude. I do not like the way he reads. We've established this.
Bitches be like, I'm
we've established this. Is that the same? It's not the same guy.
No.
What's going on? You all right?
That was like slipping. Yo, Umar, check your mic.
Yeah, mine's slipping too.
Wait, what if they're not on, dude? No, I'm kidding. They're on.
These mics are heavy, dude. We might need the new stands.
I'm tired. That lives in my mind. Fuck? My mind rent free.
Yeah, we might need new stands, my dude.
What?
We might need new stands.
Yeah. Okay. I just paid my credit card, so.
You want to buy stands or mics? Or, I mean, headsets?
Neither.
I mean.
I don't know.
You choose one and I'll do the other.
All right.
Or should we just flip a coin for it?
Sure. We just flip a coin for it. No, you bought the mics. I'll get the stands. Well, yeah.
Okay, so I'll buy the headsets?
Sure.
Should I just buy all? Nah, we'll talk about this after the podcast. Yeah. Anyways.
No one gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck.
About the backdoor stuff.
Damn.
You crazy, bro. Happened? You crazy.
Oh, dude, so apparently at work, this food truck rolled by, pizza food truck, and just started giving out free pizzas to people.
Oh, that's tight.
What?
Yeah, at Union Market. And, one of the other vendors was like, yo, they're giving out free pizza outside. And he's like, yo, take this. And he gave us like a half thing of pizza. It looks like and pizza. It's like the oval shape.
Yeah.
And it comes in like the same exact box and everything. So I was like, is this and pizza? And they're like, nah. But I was reading it. Apparently they do
and pizza, bro.
They do like a sourdough crust.
Ooh, okay.
But like when I was eating it, I was like, man, this tastes kind of funny.
It's the sourdough.
I don't know, dude.
Man, this dough is sour, bro. What's going on, dude?
I hate you.
Why is it so? Why is this dough so sour, bro? You think that's why they call it sourdough? Is the Pink Panther a lion? Yeah.
Is it somebody said he wasn't a panther?
Yeah.
He's actually a puma?
He's actually a puma? Actually, he's not pink. He's more
But isn't the Pink Panther? But he's not even the Pink Panther. Like, yes, he's a Pink Panther. But, like, the Pink Panther is a diamond.
I think it's what they did Well, are we talking cartoon or the Steve? Oh, well, yes. In the,
isn't like, it both? Like in the cartoon, it was still a diamond.
No, I think the cartoon is just the cat.
Like, oh, it's just the cat and the inspector?
Yeah.
Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah, and then the movies, they just
it's
like...
It's a diamond.
It's a diamond because it revolves around Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I wasn't a huge fan of that movie.
The Steve Martin ones?
Yes.
They're, like,
is there more than one?
There is the Steve Martin ones are a remake. There are like ones from like the 70s or something like that.
The latest one. It came out in like the mid 2000s.
Yeah, it's the Steve Martin one.
That's the Steve Martin one.
Yeah,
got you. Ugh, yeah, stuffy. I remember. The only thing that I remember from that movie is like his hot French assistant.
Yeah,
trying to teach him English. He's like
the hamburger. Yeah,
hamburger.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I remember that.
That was good.
That was the peak of comedy, bro.
Was it?
Was it?
Pretty sure the peak is right now on this pod.
I'm having a good time.
I am too.
Because I'm having a good time.
Are you guys just trading memes?
No. Oh.
Cars.
Watch this one.
Right hand drive Miata is being
sold. Oh, do you know anybody selling a car? Kelvin needs a daily, a new daily. His just cracked.
Selling
out.
A car?
Yeah.
No, not off the top of my head. But I'll keep my ear to the ground.
Dang. If you're ever free, man, go to the Lemon Lot at Belvoir.
Lemon Lot? Oh, the military base?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of families that, like, move overseas or out of state, and they don't want to hassle, take the car with them.
The old hassle in the asshole.
Good to know.
So they, a lot of people, like, dude, I saw like a 300 ZX on sale for, like, $5,000. Yeah. It was nice. It was like over 100,000 miles, though. What is that?
It's the pole.
Where is it?
Oh, it's in the...
One vote for yes. Thank you, Joel.
The AirPods.
Yo, shout out, Joel. Congrats out, on your new son.
Yeah, she's coming home today.
Yeah.
So where's the lot?
Fort Belvoir.
How
do we even get onto base?
You gotta get a military ID.
Yeah, get a military ID. Or just have somebody with a military ID.
Oh, I got people in the military.
And anyone can just buy it?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not? It's for sale. I don't think the family cares who it goes to. They just want the money.
I want my money.
Is there like a website or something?
Yeah, you can buy Brian's fucking Saab. Did he sell it yet?
He sold it.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to buy it, but he sold it like 2 days before I was going to give him the money for it. Like, damn, okay.
How much did you end up getting for it?
He got three.
$3,000?
Damn. I was going to pay him two for it.
Damn. That's, yeah, I mean, I'd rather him have the three.
Yeah.
Man, $3,000 is how much I paid for my Benz, so if you want to learn a lesson from that, buy a $3,000 car. I have candy if you guys want candy.
Candy.
Ooh.
Better than
candy. Yes, Smarties too. Can I smoke it?
No. You're so dandy. Wow.
We're adults here.
Okay, bye.
Can I watch you?
Breaks for the dead air.
Let me watch you.
So what are you browsing?
We had a wedding appointment that, was it 2 days ago?
Yep.
Yeah. And we were at Alexandria, and I drifted over a curve. It's not in alignment. He's in his own little world right now. Yep.
Sorry, I was perusing Twitter. What's up?
So I was. So we had a wedding appointment that we were covering for photography and
okay.
And we're driving at Alexandria, and I'm just like being goofy, just like drifting here and there. And I was following up close to one of my boys' BMW, so I couldn't see the corner curb where it like starts shrinking and everything.
Right.
Went right over it. Now I need an alignment because now my steering wheel is like...
Oh, fucked up. God damn.
And the fact that my car is lowered, I have to have a specific shot that can get on my car.
Oh, man. That sucks.
So...
Car trouble, man. It's a ball buster.
Yep.
Yep. And curb my rims, too, a little bit. Oof. How the hell do you open this?
I had some car issues. My neighbor was roofing. They got new shingles put on, and subsequently, some nails got on the ground, and my tire rolled over at least one of them. So yesterday, I had to deal with that, which, you know, it's never fun, but a patch.
Oh, you patched it?
I didn't. Oh, well, I got it patched. I went to a mechanic.
When that kind of scenario happens, would it be possible to blame it on the neighbor and say have their insurance cover for it? Or
I guess I
don't know how the line works.
For what?
Just like how the insurance works, or you have to cover it yourself because like.
Oh. Well, I mean, I didn't end up paying anything, which was great. But I kind of put two and two together too late. Like, there I did the patch. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I wonder what could this have been? And then it clicked. So like, oh. But fortunately, it didn't cost me anything, so nothing to, you know, really insure.
That's good.
So just a big old waste of my time.
But it's temporary too, right?
What, the
having a patch?
Yeah.
So you would still have to buy new tires as soon as you can.
We'll get there when I get there.
Let's get some cheap Ninkings. Slide in the rain.
Yeah.
You're slide an all-wheel drive car in the rain?
that was a saying where it's like, if you start sliding in the rain with a rear-wheel drive car, you slow down. If you're sliding on a front-wheel drive car, you speed up. And if you're sliding on an all-wheel drive car, you're fucked.
They say pray, but...
You're fucked. You're fucked.
Pretty much.
I like my little all-wheel drive car.
What do you have again?
I have an Impreza. Ooh. Base model.
You get to mod it?
No.
Slam it, dude.
If anything, I want to raise it. Not like super jack it up, like maybe an inch or two.
Baja Impreza? Yeah.
The Drit?
No, we're talking about my Impreza.
Inner Subaru.
Right.
Wait, you going
to
lift it?
I want to. Not like guys with small penis truck lift it, but like...
Wait, but isn't it like a sedan? It's a hatchback.
It's a hatch.
Make it a dune buggy.
Yeah, I just want to raise it like an inch or two so I don't have to like worry about scraping the shit out of something, bag you know?
Just bag it.
That'd be sweet. I want to do that to the S10, but money.
You get the trunk space.
Yeah.
There's a will, there's a way. Ugh. How much is like a bag kit?
Isn't like 5,000. Oh. Yeah, isn't like 5,000 for
a good quality one, right?
Yeah, it's like an average. Yeah.
You get like a cheap.
That's a good budget.
One. It just takes longer to air up, right?
Yeah. But I don't have 5 G's to spend. So.
Just 400 for the new stands.
Yeah. And 160 for new pants. So, which I got those pants. They're fucking fire.
You like them?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the ones that you posted going to the range with? Or you did that fit check?
I did a fit check.
That's what it was. Yeah.
My dad hate. Oh, good save. I'm going to mute yours so you don't.
There you go.
All right, you're good.
did you tighten the bottom enough?
Ah, technical difficulties.
I think this one needs to be rechecked too.
Yeah, I think you guys got to tighten all of them.
Where do they keep dipping?
Yeah, tighten it like you mean it. Man, Anthony's such a handyman.
Yeah.
I just hit the wow button.
Wow.
Okay, that should work. Hurry, hurry. We're having too much dead air. Hurry, back to your seats, everybody.
Oh, yeah, can I have a fucking chainsaw.
Chainsaw arm.
Yeah.
On his other hand?
You ever seen Ash vs. Dead?
Evil Dead?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he gets his arm cut off, and I don't remember which one, but he puts
it. I should see it, though. Is it good?
Like the original Evil Dead or like the Ash? So like there's Evil Dead. Remember that movie they remade like a couple years ago?
No.
It's supposed to be like super scary.
But it's not scary?
I didn't see the new one. I saw the old one.
The old one is just like the corny...
Yeah.
I mean, to us, it's corny now.
Yeah, and there's a feller named Ash, who I guess, like, spoiler alert, lives through it all. And they kind of built, like, a movie franchise around him.
Oh, okay, and then Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah.
So that's like picks up where it left off, where like everything went to shit, kind of.
No, actually, I don't know. I just know one of them, he gets transported to like medieval times.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, how many movies are there?
There's a few.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then they made a TV show out of it.
Maybe I should watch it.
Yeah, let me see.
Not the show, but the movies.
Ash versus...
You guys been watching any new shows lately?
No, I'm sorry.
Dude, that
Cause this Bruce Campbell, that's his name.
Just catching up on Lucifer because they got their new season out.
Oh, yeah.
Lucifer.
No, there's this new show that Netflix just dropped. It's called, like, Blood of Zeus. Apparently, okay. There's huge buzz about it. Apparently, it's good.
I'm thinking of Army of Darkness. Sorry.
Which one's Army of Darkness?
That's the one where Bruce Campbell, it's Ash from Evil Dead. So this is the synopsis. Ash is transported back to medieval days, where he is captured by a dreaded Lord Arthur, aided by the deadly chainsaw... that has become his only friend. Ash is sent on this perilous mission to recover the Book of the Dead, a powerful tomb that gives its owner the powers to summon an army of ghouls. From 1992. Yeah. Sorry, what are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Army of Darkness.
How long have we been going for now?
An hour and 11 minutes.
Damn.
And counting.
Damn. Dude, I do like this space heater. I mean, it's not like...
So that's the costume he was saying.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so he's got a chainsaw for an arm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at
When did that come out?
92, man.
92?
Yep. Yes.
And you said they recently made one? Like, how recent is recent?
There's a TV show...
So TV, yeah I saw the buzz about the TV show.
Yeah,
that it was coming out.
I actually did watch on Saturday night the remake. It came out in 2013, I think.
Evil Dead.
Oh, I'm thinking of Tucker Dale versus Evil.
Oh,
the parody movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, Evil Dead, the original one was more of a comedy.
Yeah, and fuck, dude, movie. Sorry, you were muted there.
Oh no,
sorry.
It's like my opinion doesn't matter.
No one's opinion matters if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, we're all dead.
Yeah, it's like the original with Bruce Campbell, like where I was telling, like they kind of like built the series around him after Evil Dead. Yeah,
they made a video game too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you ever heard of Doom?
Oh, Doom.
No, which one was the Doom? Was it Doom?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, Ash versus Evil Dead was a 2015 comedy horror. It ran 3 seasons.
Wow. Because I know they made the original one, they made a second movie where he like gets sent back in time.
Yeah, Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually had a mobile game for that too.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like some kind of tower defense. Not really tower defense. You know those classic 2D scroller? It's not a scroller, but it's more like you try to like overpower your
like an RPG.
It's like, you know those the original like stick war games. You have like it's a 2D plane. You have your base on one side, the left side, and then the enemy base on the other.
You guys just bombard
each other with the troops and stuff like that. And you send them, and then they fight, and then you kind of overwhelm your.
That's like Castle Crushers or whatever. Yeah, haunted. Like the fucking like the Flash games type shit.
It's like, it looks like
Bring.
So does that count as a landline?
Jesus Christ!
I think so.
Tell one of your siblings to pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Just let it ring. It's probably your dad at telling everybody to get ready, huh?
It's about 30 minutes, I suppose. No, if it hasn't been picked up now, it's someone, it's a telemarketer.
Got you.
Please vote tomorrow. That's probably what they're doing.
That's right. Tomorrow's election day, right?
Yeah. So get out there and vote.
Yeah, so like the
and wash your ass.
The second? No, it's the day after.
Yeah, it's third. Tomorrow. Third. Today's the second.
Today's the second?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm a little late.
What do you call it?
I have to go to back to Leesburg.
Pick up to vote?
To vote, yeah. It's my precinct's all the way back there.
I get to vote at our old high school.
I have to vote in a ghetto elementary school.
Dude, I gave up.
Yeah, what?
Remember last election?
Oh, yeah, with all that paperwork and shit.
Dude, so,
yeah,
so last that. Election, what happened was I registered to vote like 2 weeks in advance, right? Good to go. I got my email receipt, and it's like, thank you for registering, you know, and so I mean, like, and then, like, you know, I showed up to, like, my designated voting area.
Yep.
I get there, and they're like,
cool. Who are you?
Yeah, they're like, basically, like, you're not registered.
Ugh.
And I was like, no.
Everything's online now.
No, I know. That's what I did. I did everything online. So I pulled out my phone. I'm like, see, look at this. This is the email you guys sent back. Or this is what the voting election college or whatever, you know, electoral college sent back. Or whoever the fuck runs that shit.
The Board of Elections.
Whatever. They, you know, they sent the email confirming thank you for registering to vote. You know, yada, yada. You know, this is the last time you vote. You know, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Show it to them. They're like, well, we don't know what's happening.
Oh, goodness.
So you can still vote. It just won't count. And I'm like, so what the fuck is the point of me standing in line for like an hour and a half?
Oh, so they tell you after? Oh, yeah, because you made it to the front line.
Yeah, because you just stand in line until you get there. And then they're like, okay, like fill out the paperwork. So basically, I filled out like, you know, like a ballot, still voted. And they were like, yeah, you know, it's like it may or may not get approved. And if it doesn't, you know what I mean? You can file an appeal at the court system.
Oh, my God.
And you can show up in front of a board and appeal your case to have your vote count and shit. And I was like,
has anyone ever done that?
They're like, yeah, no thanks.
Basically, it's what fucking happened. I got a letter in
mail. Might as well just voted absentee.
Yeah, and then like I got a letter in the mail saying it's like, yeah, your vote wasn't fucking counted. But if you show up, you know, they gave me like the details and stuff. If you want to like appeal your case
yeah.
to the board, you know, they'll be more than willing to listen. Like fucking hours are from like 8 a.m. to like 2 p.m. or some shit like that. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
That sucks.
Ever since then,
yeah,
I just haven't. You know what I mean? It's just what the fuck?
No thanks.
Yeah, like I'm getting punished because of your fuck up, and then now I have to go fix it.
Right?
Isn't that up on? Why does it come back down to me? You know what I mean? It should be like, you know, if they fucked up, then
right, you should own up to it.
Because I have to be in the system.
Yeah, you can check. There's, you know, go on to like. Actually, I'll just pull it up.
Yeah, I mean, I pulled it up like. All the way leading up to the date, you know what I mean? Am I registered? And it still said no. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's my beef with the fucking elections.
There you go. There's a good beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner. You never seen those commercials? All right. I guess I'll just go fuck myself then.
But. But yeah, ever since then, it's just like, you know what I mean? Oh, they're going to like fuck me up again and I have to redo everything. Yeah, I'm sure there's like the, you know, the radical patriots are like, this is your job as like an American citizen. And you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, well, you guys believe so strongly in the fucking system. Why didn't it work?
Well, it doesn't work.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, choose a side or anything. It's just what I've experienced.
Here you go.
Which is fucked up.
There you go, if you want to check real quick.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do this live?
First name.
Donovan.
Last name.
It's actually just a ploy so I can get your social security information.
I trust you. You can have it.
Yeah, I don't want your life, to be honest.
That bad.
I've seen your life, and no thank you. Gene from...
Choose a locality? What the fuck?
Fairfax County.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember they came... The Board of Election people came to...
Just hit submit?
Yeah, and it should just tell you. And if it doesn't bring you up
to... Yeah, we don't find a voter matching.
Shocking.
Dumb.
Well, it's too late to register now.
Well, I mean, yeah. They need, like, at least a week advance notice or some shit.
I guess.
Whatever.
Well, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they came to our government classes, Board of Election folks, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, if you want to register, like...
You can do it right now.
Yeah, and, like, I remember the question that stumped everyone is, like, what's your Social Security number?
Yeah, because none of us are doing
it. Yeah, no one knew it, and, like, I recently moved and had to fill out all these, like, forms, so, like, I knew my Social Security by heart,
mm-hmm.
and the Board of Election people are like, everyone should be like you. I'm like, shut up, lady, like... just take my form and leave me alone.
Way to put me on blast. I'm going to get bullied later.
Yeah, I'm already the new guy. No one wants me to be around them. It's a lot.
No, I had to, was it, I think I started memorizing mine when I was going to enlist.
Oh, yeah.
Filling out all that paperwork. Yeah, dude. That's when I memorized mine.
What is it?
Huh? Oh, easy. It's, fuck you.
Ah, social security numbers. Crazy. Oh, man, I'm hungry.
You guys ever have that, like, moment? Like, in the bathroom, I just had that moment. Like, where is my birth certificate?
No, I know my dad has it.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so. It should be in a safe somewhere.
You know, my mom has mine, but I don't know where my high school diploma is.
Well, that's basically useless.
I know.
Dude, I don't even know where my social security card is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't even have my own passport.
I actually don't know where my passport is.
Fingers crossed.
I have an idea where my passport is, but I'm kind of just hoping it's there.
You know what's funny, dude? I saw somebody fucking... What is it? Using their social security number card as like a second form of ID.
Yeah, you can do that.
No, I know you can do that, but like, damn, like,
you think you could do that getting to the bars? Just flash your social security card.
That doesn't tell you how old you are, though.
They gotta like look it up. No, dude, the worst is like using your passport to get into bars.
I've seen people do that,
dude. Nerve wracking. Like, really? I couldn't. No, I've never done it, but like, I can't imagine like, you know, like. I'd be a nervous wreck. Like, I don't want to lose my passport in the fucking, like,
this is
bar.
Fake.
Yeah, oh, or dude. That. Yeah, they're like...
Right when we went on vacation...
Hole punched through the middle.
Dude.
No!
We're on vacation. We went to Ocean City. And one of our boys... Yeah, we went to the arcade next to the carnival area. We're walking through, and I was walking behind my one of our friends, and all of a sudden, I see fall out of his fucking pocket, his passport. His goddamn passport, and he just keeps walking. I'm like, bro... Bro, I picked it up. I was like, bro, you would have lost this.
I would have chucked it.
Yeah, I just stuck that in my bag. I didn't even give it back to him because, like, no, what if he drops it again?
Some lessons are too valuable to learn. Mm-hmm. Just fucking chuck that in the ocean.
Dude, we had one of our homies lost his whole fucking wallet, canceled all of his cards.
I bet he found it, like, the next
under
day.
His pillow.
Oh, rip.
Because he got so drunk the night before, he's like, I don't know where any of my shit is. Yeah,
I've done that. I've definitely woken up from a bender and been like, "Do I have all my cards? Yep, we're good."
You just like put this. Do I have my ID under his pillow? Wait for the debt fairy to come by and clear his debt.
Yeah, I remember being like, I went to school in Iowa, and like whenever I go to the bars, I'd flash my Virginia license, and I was always had the thought in the back of my head, someone's gonna be like. Mm-hmm. That's fake, you know, like someone's using a fake out-of-state license.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then someone would think it was fake, and then they would quiz me, like, on
what's
my,
your birthday? What's
yeah,
your height?
What's your address?
Yeah.
Like, I went to the casino in Dubuque, Iowa, and...
I'm sure that was a good time.
It just shows the disbelief they have that
yeah.
out-of-state people go to their state.
Yeah, because this dude is like, what's your address? And I rattled it off. He's like, okay, what's your zip code? And I rattled like the first five off. He's like, what are the last, I don't know, like four or five numbers? Like, no
from
one,
your zip code?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know yours?
Yeah, I'm like, no one knows that, asshole. Like, let me in. Like, I answered all your questions, and that's clearly me.
Why don't you just scan it?
And if it was, I mean, obviously you can't be like, like, oh, I'm 6'4 on a fake ID, and they look at you, and I'm only 5'4, you know? But I probably do some dumb shit like that, like, on a fake ID. Like, dude, just put I'm 6'4, and then we'll wing it from there.
It's a typo.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, actually, my parents...
There's a typo on one of their IDs?
No, I had a typo on my ID.
That's hilarious.
No.
I was for a couple of years, I was 5 foot.
Just probably even?
5 foot even.
Nice. Jeez.
I had a, when sure. I was younger, I had a kid that was following me to Greenhouse, the club in Tyson's. And obviously, I know the people there, so I got in. But he had a fake ID, but he has his real ID, like, right in front of his wallet. And he's just flipping through it. He's like, oh, here's my ID. And the guy's like, how about your other ID? I was like, what do you mean?
That one's expired.
Like, this dumbass.
That's my mom's.
I keep it for memories.
That's my student ID.
When I lived in Germany, if you wanted to a good fake ID scam or scheme that like all the military kids did was on your
load them out.
What?
Yeah, blast them. Put it on blast.
Okay. I mean, all right. Anyway. for your birthday, what you would do is, my friend actually showed me this. Only did it once because no one invited me out. But we can talk about that later. What you did was you found a newspaper clipping with like kind of the same font and with the number. And you just trimmed out that number, laid it over, like, let's say, you know, my birthday's 95. So like. We changed it to like
93.
Like 93 or whatever. You put that 3 over the 5 so it lays flush, and then you take packing tape and you just tape the whole back. And then you go out on like you go out in Germany and like they don't know what to look for in a military ID. So you'd show it, it'd say 93, you can drink, and then when you had to get back on base, you just
peel it back off.
Yep, just rip that tape off so you can scan your ID. Good times. Good times. Hmm. Or I guess time.
I thought there was like not really a drinking age in Germany.
You had to be 16, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Or go to Southeast Asia where there's no drinking age.
Yeah, there's no age for anything.
You just can't buy it. But you can do you can drink it. You can drink, smoke, do whatever the fuck you want if you're 10.
You just can't buy
it. You just can't buy it. Mm-hmm. So if some grown ass adult is like, here's a pack of cigs and a 6-pack of beer.
I'll pay in cigs and beer. Okay.
Yep. This is. So I think one time in Vietnam, had some neighbors of mine, or like my my family's, just took me around to hang out, and then
wait. You still live in Vietnam?
Huh?
You lived in Vietnam?
No. I went there for vacation to visit family. I was there for like 2 months.
I was saying, like, wow, your English is really good,
bro. I was born in Falls Church, but
Your English is really good. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Wasn't that from Fresh Off the Boat?
I don't know, dude. I never watched that show.
It was like the white neighbors are like, it's like, where are you from? I was like, I'm born here. He's like, wow, your English is good.
Yeah.
So is yours.
The kid was like confused. What?
What?
Oh,
dead.
No, but like. I think I went out to like some cafe outdoor like drinking area and like just drank with a group of cops.
In Vietnam?
Yeah, and they were drunk and they had to give me a ride home on a moped and they're like,
oh no. Wait, what kind of fucking, hold on man, what the fuck? Why are you always getting rides from like cool strangers, bro?
I mean, they knew my family. But
the cops?
Yeah.
See, in America, that's not a good thing.
I mean, like, Vietnam, like, villages and stuff like that, they're, like, local communities, so everyone kind of knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, still doesn't, like, excuse the fact that, like, I'm on a moped, like,
with driving, drunk cops.
With drunk cops swerving. And there's, like, awesome. Other, like, a, like 30 other fucking mopeds driving past you. Mm-hmm. And, like, you could brush their shoulder and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, close enough for, like, mirrors to collide. So, it was, like, not fun.
Oh, speaking of, I did that in D.C. the other day.
Clipped another window or mirror?
Clipped another mirror.
Oh, oof, moron.
Any scratches on yours?
Oh, hell yeah.
He'll buff out.
Did I stop and fucking trade information? Fuck no, I leave no fucking notes. Just kept going, bro.
Just kept going.
Self-incrimination.
This is a parody pod.
Yeah, for legal reasons, that's a joke.
Yeah, for all legal reasons.
But I have hit and run before.
Was that one of the questions on the rise parity test?
No.
I think it should be.
Was that the time you're at the gym?
Yes.
Yes.
You
yes,
remember this.
Yes, yes.
This was at the gym.
And when you had snowing. The Tacoma.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the car looked fine. The other dude's car, not so fine. Much. That shit was fucked up. And there were witnesses. Oof. People witnessed me do that shit.
You just do the old, like, fake write a note.
I didn't even write anything. I just ripped off a piece of paper and stuck it in the dude's door handle.
She'd be like, sorry.
My bad.
Yo, man, my B.
Here's my number, and it's just to, like, a fucking auto body repair shop.
You crazy, bro. You crazy.
Look for this name.
Damn. Well, you've got to go time. And visit the baby.
Yes, sir. I got to go visit my new nephew. There used to be like an overarching word for nephews and nieces. You know?
Like
your fuse?
Like both?
Yeah. Because I have a nephew and a niece. If I wanted to condense that.
Yeah, like my.
Yeah. My nephs?
Instead of saying.
My nephs? I don't know.
Google.
I'm getting that started, bro. My brother's
kids.
What?
My brother's kids.
My brother's kids.
But that's like, it's not like an all-encompassing word. That's brother's kids.
You know, because they'd be like, oh, like.
Instead of saying like my son and daughter, you say my kids.
Yeah.
We have one in Vietnamese, though.
What is it?
Really?
Yeah. Dao.
And it's man.
It's just general. It's like for just any of the younger niece and nephews.
What the fuck?
There is a word?
Yeah, it's called nibbling.
Yeah.
What up, nibblings?
Yeah.
Oh my god, somebody asked, what is the plural term for nieces and nephews?
I have an idea.
Might too.
Here we go. Is there a single term?
It sounds like a slur.
Yeah, it does.
What's nibblings? That big boat in the Titanic movie? What's the name of the boat in Titanic?
Oh, Norwegian dialects. You can use tentabarn.
Tentabarn.
Aunt children, if you're female. What?
My aunt what children? That's weird.
I have masculine.
There family. Is no official word for nieces and nephews.
Yeah, so like.
You will find nibbling by analogy with sibling. But it doesn't make any sense because you're higher above. You're not their peers.
Right. I'm not saying that. Niblets? Yeah. I'm just going to go with my fuse or my nephs. I'm going to try to get that going. So. Maybe nephs.
Your neefs?
My neefs. Nephews and nieces. My neefs.
Yeah. Yo, the neefs are coming over. There you go.
All right. That's guys being dudes. Padmark. Patent and trademarked.
Are we just combining all the words at this
all
point?
All the words, bro.
Yo, fucking WAP, bro. Wings and pizza.
Wings and pizza. Why'd you tell us that WAP meant wings and pizza? We invited our friends over.
Someone did one with like wontons and pho.
Wontons.
Wontons and pho. I had a WAP party.
All right. Segments. Let's go.
Oh, man. Fuck. All right, I got no one. Who? Somebody else inspire me.
Anyone have a dude of the week? Anyone?
Dude of the week, Todd and JP, the founders of Columba Coffee. Yo, shout
wow,
out.
Wow, nice mail in, dude.
Just literally just like, yeah. It's on the can.
Oh, Todd and JP, dude. Oh, dude.
No, my dude of the week's gonna be Tommy, aka Titty Boy.
Shout out Titty
Boy. It's his birthday today.
Oh, mazel tov.
Yeah,
happy
yeah.
birthday.
So after the pod, should've probably
had him
gonna
on the pod.
No, he never wants to be on the pod. He says, there's nothing to talk about. I don't know what to talk about.
There's always something to talk about.
I know. There's always something to talk about. He said next time he comes on, though, he's got some stories for us.
Yay.
Nah, it's been too long. I don't want to talk about him anymore. We're kind of over that. Yo, get Enrique on the pod, man.
Yo, Enrique would be lit on the pod. He actually doesn't live too far from me. He lives right off Rolling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just before the 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay.
Right across from was that West Springfield?
Yes.
Yeah.
My dude of the week is my fantasy team, because I'm going to get another win this week.
Again?
Wasn't
it your fantasy team last week, too?
No, last week I lost. No, not like anyone gives a real fuck about fantasy, but
yeah, football? I barely pay attention to real football.
Yeah, I just need one, so my fantasy team, sure, we'll do that.
Cool. Kelvin?
My boy Ty, for helping me run a ton of errands.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have a car, because without that, I wouldn't have shot that wedding. But, yeah. Umar?
My deal of the week is my best friend getting married.
Mazel tov.
the wedding and the photo shoot at the wedding and his best friend getting married are completely unrelated.
Yep.
No, they're the same.
Wow.
Christina, do you have a dude of the week?
She's knocked out. She's not. She's knocked out.
Our soothing voice has put her to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, there, guy.
Well, there, guy. Holy shit. Probably Christina for fucking sleeping through the pod.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who does that? Dude, who sleeps like that? Look at her.
She's knocked out.
I know she's knocked out.
Exposed.
I'm awake.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We were talking shit about her this whole time.
For the whole hour and 30 minutes.
I got no way.
You know, like, we record this once. I was thinking about that on driving home. I'm like, we do this once a week, and, like, I always don't come prepared for the segments.
I don't either. We got comfortable, bro. Remember we used to plan this shit out?
Yeah.
We got comfortable, like, bro.
We got all this new shit. We've
been comfortable for 13 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Only I'm just going to mail it in and say positive vibes only. No beef. So I don't have a woe there, guy.
That's what we're having for dinner, bro.
That's what's for dinner. Yep.
I think my Wither guy, Wither guys.
Ooh, two of them, plural.
I think it was during the wedding.
Oh, no.
All the family members.
They're always in the way.
Yeah, we're commissioned to fucking shoot this wedding. And all of a sudden, when we're trying to take the shot of the bride and groom, all of a sudden, you see family members come up.
Uncles and cousins just stand in front of the camera.
Directly in front of you with their cell phones and snap the picture. And then other people taking their place when they move out of the way. I'm just standing there.
I would have moved up. I would have been like, yo, back the fuck up.
But, like, for lenses and stuff like that, you kind of have to position yourself pretty well.
Because,
mm-hmm. If you shoot on a prime, you can't zoom in, zoom
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to shoot at a specific spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, shooting in between people's shoulders and stuff like that. Trying not to disturb people at the same time.
I would have.
They're nice people. They're, like, they're humble as hell.
Oh, I'm
like,
sure they're really nice.
They're so sweet, but they're oblivious. Yeah.
I would have told them. I would have talked to the groom. I would have been like, yo, listen, like, I love your family. I'm sure they're so happy for you, but I need to get these fucking pictures for you. Otherwise, you're not going to have anything to remember this by.
Oh, I do have another dude of the week, though.
Oh, okay.
There's another guy with a camera at the wedding, the tripod and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gibran. Like,
huh?
You talking about Gibran?
Not the one
with the other guy
with a tripod. Dude, that guy was like, half of the time of his life, he was recording. He literally recorded the whole wedding on his camera. And all of a sudden, like, I was just looking at him, and he turns that thing around, like, he's like, hey, he's like a vlog.
He turns the camera back.
Yeah. It was like this a vlog.
He's all the little knife on.
You guys seen that meme?
Which one?
It was like somebody recording like Lion King or something, but it was this like a bootleg version. And it's like this month, it's like I was watching a bootleg version of a movie. The motherfucker really turned around the camera. He's like, this is my favorite part. And he turns it back to the movie. Oh, man.
We have a good time.
Good times, good times. Yo, I'm trying to go out to see like a movie again with the boys, though. It's been a minute.
We should see Tenet if that's still out.
Is it good?
I don't know. I just know it's the only movie like in theaters.
Mm. Is that the one that's Christian Bale? Or?
That's, fuck.
The one who does, he did Inception, The Dark
Knight.
Nolan.
Oh, it's Christopher Nolan movie.
It's Christopher Nolan movie, and it has Denzel Washington's son as the lead. And I think Mark Patterson's in it. Not Mark Patterson.
Denzel Jr.
Fucking Robert Patterson. Fuck.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Till next time, then.
Till next time.
All right. Logging off.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, everybody. It was fun.